You are Locked On Orioles, your daily Baltimore Orioles podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, everybody. It is Wednesday, January 12th, and welcome back into the Locked On Orioles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, I'm your host, Connor Newcomb. On today's episode, we're going to run through some Major League Baseball news that has dropped over the last couple of days since we last talked with you on Monday. As the hot stove, you know, not as hot this week as it was, of course, for all the Padres trades and then the Francisco Lindor to the Mets trade last week, but still some moves happening and a fairly big move involving a reliever and the Chicago White Sox. Then a little bit of Orioles news of an Orioles player deciding to retire. Of course, he was currently a free agent, but had spent his entire time with the Orioles. We talk about that. And then coming up after the break, we got a good interview with Rigo Beltran. He is the AAA pitching coach in the Cleveland organization, pitching coach for the AAA Columbus Clippers. And he has been the pitching coach for the last four seasons under manager Tony Mancelino across different levels of the Cleveland minor league organization. And of course, Mancelino has just been hired as the Orioles' new third base coach for the 2021 season. So Rigo Beltran, who has worked with Tony for years now, is going to join us to talk about Mancelino, his management style, what he can bring to the Orioles, and his time with him in the Cleveland organization. Good conversation with Beltran coming up a little bit later. But first, as we said, news around Major League Baseball. And of course, the biggest news coming late on Monday night, as the White Sox have agreed with free agent reliever Liam Hendricks, who was pretty across the board known to be the best free agent relief pitcher on the market this offseason. It is a three-year, $54 million deal for Hendricks, who will join the White Sox and obviously immediately become their closer. Alex Colome had been the closer for Chicago over the past couple of years. He is a free agent. Doesn't look like the White Sox will bring him back, as Hendricks, who has been one of the best relievers in baseball over the past couple of seasons, will join the White Sox. In the abbreviated 2020, Hendricks threw 25 and a third innings out of the Athletics bullpen. He had a 1.78 ERA on the season, struck out 13.14 batters per nine, and walked only 1.1 batters per nine. It was by far the best season of his career, and to be frank, he was the best reliever in baseball in 2020. And I know obviously it was a small sample size, but you look at what he did in 2019, 75 games, 85 innings, and a 1.80 ERA, and that K rate was, again, 13.1. It was basically the same strikeout rate. Walks were a little higher in 2019, but strikeout rate was the same, and he was just phenomenal over the last two seasons. And the White Sox, a team that continues to build and look exciting, they get their closer, and they get one of the best relievers in baseball at the moment. Elsewhere across the league, a potential Orioles target has reportedly signed elsewhere, as Daniel Robertson, who we talked about a little bit, that the Orioles could potentially go after as a, you know, infield depth guy to replace, you know, the likes of Jose Iglesias and Hanser Alberto, a guy who can play all four infield positions and a little outfield. Robertson, who's been with the Giants and the Rays over the last couple of years, he yesterday signed a contract with the Brewers. So it's a one-year deal, a major league deal for Daniel Robertson with Milwaukee, and he'll get a chance to make the Brewers team. So another potential option off the board for the Orioles if they are looking at signing another major league caliber player. And then really it was a big rumor from yesterday that kind of led the Major League Baseball news, as a star from the AL East, or at least a guy who used to be a star in Red Sox outfielder Andrew Benintendi. He had a great couple of years, but he really, really struggled at the end of 2019. It was basically not there for the Red Sox at all in the shortened 2020 season. He is apparently on the trading block. He has been connected to the Philadelphia Phillies already in early trade talks. And Mark Feinsand of MLB.com reported last night that, quote, he would be shocked if the Red Sox don't trade Benintendi before the end of this weekend. So it looks like Andrew Benintendi is going to be moved out of the AL East. We'll see which team goes after him. And then kind of circling back to the Orioles, Brandon Kline has announced his retirement from baseball. There's Kline, the 29-year-old right-handed pitcher who had spent his entire career with the Orioles since the O's took him in the second round of the 2012 draft out of Virginia. Of course, Kline, a local guy out of Governor Thomas Johnson High School in Frederick, Maryland. And, you know, he worked his way through the Oriole minor league system, had some injuries that caused him to miss all of the 2016 and 2017 seasons that really pushed back his potential to get to the big leagues. But remember, he came back in 2018 from that injury and was phenomenal at Frederick and Bowie, had a 1.64 ERA across 44 games in those two levels as the Orioles converted him to a reliever after the injury. And that got him his chance. He made it to the big leagues in 2019. Wasn't great, but he did pitch in 34 games for the Orioles in 2019. 41 innings, had a 5.93 ERA. And then he did get, you know, a small shot in 2020. He was at the alternate site pretty much the entire year with the O's. He did pitch in three games in relief for the Orioles, threw five innings, allowed one run on two hits, seven Ks, and three walks. And obviously, you know, it was only five innings of work. But there were times in 2020 in those five innings where Kline looked better than he had really all of 2019. So I had a little bit of hope for him, but it's definitely telling, you know, that he only got those three appearances on that Orioles team and was at the alternate site most of the year. He was a minor league free agent this year. The Orioles chose not to bring him back. You would think probably wasn't getting a lot of looks elsewhere, and Brandon Kline retiring at age 29 after a career mostly in the Orioles minors, but he did altogether get himself 46 major league innings across 2019 and 2020 for the local kid, Brandon Kline. But we stick with the Orioles, as Kline is a subtraction from the team, but an addition that the Orioles officially announced last week when they put out their 2021 coaching staff. Tony Mancelino was the newest name on that staff. He will be the Orioles' third base coach in 2021 and hopefully beyond. And he comes over from the Cleveland organization, where for a good chunk of 2020, he actually served as Cleveland's third base coach at the major league level after Terry Francona was away from the team for a while with a medical condition. Kind of everybody on that coaching staff got bumped up, which therefore bumped Tony from kind of a major league helping assistant during the season to the third base coach for Cleveland. But before that, he had managed throughout the Cleveland organization and taken a step up pretty much every year. In 2016, he was at Low A Lake County, 2017, High A Lynchburg, 2018, Double A Akron. And in 2019, he was the manager of the Triple A Columbus Clippers. He was the Carolina League Manager of the Year in 2017 with the Lynchburg Hillcats, won a couple of championships at the minor league level, and had a whole lot of success, not only in wins, but more importantly, in player development in the minors. Of course, Cleveland has brought up so many good young pitchers. But to help him in developing those young pitchers is Rigo Beltran, who was his pitching coach in his last three stops at the minors. Beltran was the pitching coach in Lynchburg in 2017 with Mancelino. He was the pitching coach in 2018 in Akron with Mancelino. And he was also the pitching coach at AAA Columbus under Mancelino in 2019. And that is where Rigo Beltran still resides as the AAA pitching coach for the Cleveland organization. And he is going to join us coming up after the break to talk about Tony Mancelino. We break down Mancelino's management style, the relationship that those two built over the years, and how working in the Cleveland system kind of changed their perceptions and got them really looking hard at the analytics and got both of them ready for the major league level, and of course helped with Tony getting this job with the Orioles. So we're going to talk about Tony Mancelino and his time with Cleveland coming up after the break with the Columbus Clippers pitching coach, Rigo Beltran. So we'll get to our interview in a second, but first, got to tell you about betonline.ag. Know you're ready for some football as the NFL playoffs continue into this weekend, the divisional round with four games coming up Saturday and Sunday. And there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. That's betonline.ag. You can sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. So if you're looking to place a wager on some NFL games this weekend, of course, the Ravens still alive. They travel to Buffalo on Saturday night, and the betonline.ag line is the Bills favored by 2.5 points against the Ravens. And the question I ask, do you really want to bet against Lamar Jackson? But don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And this episode of the Locked On Orioles podcast is also brought to you by rockauto.com. You look at your car, and one reason to repair and maintain your car is to save money. And then you can use that money for other important things like mortgage or food. And why would you choose to spend 30, 50, or 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or at a new car dealership? Get your parts at rockauto.com. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. So we welcome Rigo Beltran into the podcast. He is the pitching coach of the AAA Columbus Clippers in the Cleveland organization and has worked for the last couple of years in the Cleveland organization alongside Tony Mancelino, the Orioles' newest third base coach. And first of all, Rigo, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Connor.
And so I wanted to have you on because you're someone who not only worked with Tony at the AAA level a couple years ago, but had worked for him, worked with him for a couple previous seasons in the Cleveland system as well. So, you know, my first question would be, you know, when you heard the news that he was getting the job with the Orioles to be a third base coach, you know, what was kind of your initial reaction there?
Well, my initial reaction is kind of a mixed emotions. One, because, you know, I developed a good friendship with Tony and I really enjoyed working with him, and him being part of the Cleveland Indians made us a better organization. But at the same time, I was really happy for him. It's a great opportunity for him to be in the big leagues and keep developing as a coach, and just being part of the Orioles, an organization that's growing and moving in the direction that they're moving in right now. He's going to be a great asset.
Yeah, and you worked with him for the last couple of years, as I mentioned. You know, you call him a friend and a coworker. What kind of relationship did you build with Tony? You know, both on and off the field. You know, working with so many different players at so many different levels over the last few years.
Yeah, it's been a really fun ride. I was really fortunate to be part of it with him. But I know I started working with Tony in 2017 in High Lynchburg, Virginia, and I guess the first month we were still trying to kind of get to know each other a little bit. And more importantly, I was trying to get to know him as a manager, trying to figure out what his managerial style is, how he prep for the games, how he managed the game, and what the post game would be like with him. But I think in the course of those 3 years of working together, you know, we developed a really good working relationship. We ended up going to the finals all 3 years of being together, two of which we won championships. But I think the biggest thing with being with Tony is that we developed a really good friendship where we both learned and grew from each other.
And now, obviously, you know, in this new role with the Orioles, I'm sure he's going to continue to work to get a big league managing job. But, you know, you mentioned his management style and how much success you guys had at different levels. You know, what is that style and kind of how does it lead to so much success at the minor league level?
Well, he just does a good job of communicating. He's definitely a player's coach. He does a good job of communicating with the players and running a loose clubhouse. He does a good job communicating with the coaches in the front office. But I think the thing that I really enjoyed the most with him, besides the communication and the looseness, but I really liked the fact that he was able to combine the winning with the player development and staying with the process of the player's goals.
And obviously, you know, that's a big thing in the Cleveland organization. And you know, your guys' organization is known for that, especially on the pitching side, where you guys work, just continuing to develop players. But, you know, you and Tony jumped, you know, multiple levels every year since 2017 together. How do you feel like you helped each other, and how have you kind of, you know, seen him change at all as you guys continue to work up the ranks?
It was really pretty open relationship and a growth mindset we both had. So we kind of learned from each other, what we learned from the mistakes, and we learned from each other's experiences, and me from the pitching side and him from the position player side. But the one thing that I feel like he's really learned from or grown from is that not only him, but the majority of us in the organization, that we end up getting a better understanding of analytics and how to apply it in game. Another thing that I've seen as far as his evolution has been as a new manager and you're a position player, you do a good job of knowing how to manage the position players, but the pitching always seems to come later on in the manager's career. And the evolution of him learning how to use the staff and how to create, get a feel for the bullpen was fun to watch.
Yeah, it's definitely something you think about. And just kind of for you as well, you know, you made these jumps every year with him. And, you know, I feel like a pretty big jump in at least the kind of players you're managing and the kind of players you're working with has to be, you know, going from AA to AAA. How do things kind of change when you go from AA, where it's, you know, still a lot of prospects and developmental guys, to, you know, you're working with big leaguers coming back and forth a lot at the AAA level?
Yeah, it's just it is a fun change. It's funny because, you know, I was mostly a career minor leaguer, bounced back and forth from AAA to the big leagues for a lot of years, and I forgot how that used to be. And being out there brought back a lot of memories. You know, in AA, you're there, you're still, you know, working more on the process and the development, pitch development, or it could be delivery stuff when it comes to pitching. But when you get to AAA, there's still a process in place, but it becomes making sure that these guys are ready to go when Tito Francona calls their name. You want to make sure they're sharp, not only physically, but you want to make sure that mentally they're engaged and ready to go.
And then, you know, you guys have worked in this Cleveland system for years now, and obviously, you know, Tony getting his chance, I know, last year to help at the big league level and now getting his shot with the Orioles, and you've been able to move up through this system as well. You know, how does working in the Cleveland system help your career, but also, you know, kind of prepare you and Tony and anyone else for a potential, you know, major league role, even if it's not with the Cleveland organization?
That's a very good question. And the time that I've been here, every year we lose either coaches to the big league jobs or even front office to GM jobs. So it's been kind of cool. I mean, this is my second organization as a coach in my eighth year with the Cleveland Indians. And the one thing that I noticed when I got here is that not only are the Indians concerned about developing players to help us win at the big league level, but they're also concerned about developing the staff. And they spend a lot of time and to spend a lot of money to give us the resources to be better equipped to develop major league players, but also to make sure that we're ready to go when that opportunity does come.
And now, you know, you worked with Tony for years, and, you know, we're happy to have him in Baltimore and hoping he can help out the staff here. But, you know, looking back over those, you know, three or four seasons you guys were together, are there, you know, moments you remember that, you know, you feel like, hey, you know, one of us or both of us could be getting to the big leagues at some point here? And also, you know, is there maybe a player or two who, you know, you guys or you yourself are really proud of that you helped develop?
Well, you know, every year that we moved together, I could see the growth that he was going through and the direction that he was moving in the organization. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to have worked with Indians for 8 years, and I've only had two managers when I've been with the Cleveland Indians. So Mark Buzinski, that's the first base coach, was my first manager there. And now he's in a Mansell now, the third base coach for the Orioles. So I'm hoping that one of them are going to take me at some point somewhere or hopefully get to the big leagues with us with Cleveland.
Well, there you go. Obviously, those doors hopefully will continue to open for you, Rigo. But thank you so much for joining us, telling us about Tony and kind of, you know, the minor league lifestyle, especially in Cleveland, and how it prepares you for the next level. But I thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me, Connor.
So again, our thanks to Rigo Beltran, the pitching coach of the AAA Columbus Clippers and the Cleveland organization, for joining us on the pod today to tell us about Tony Mansellino and what it's been like to work with him for the past three seasons. And of course, you know, Rigo mentioned in there the talk of analytics and obviously how big a part the numbers play in the Cleveland organization. And that's something the Orioles are focused on as well. And Rigo said to me even after, you know, we'd stopped recording that, you know, just how big a part that plays for Mancelino, how much he's bought in to that in the Cleveland organization and now bringing that to Baltimore as well. And that's obviously something that Mike Elias and company love to see in their new third base coach, who is going to work with a lot of Orioles players as well. But Mancelino, of course, you know, he's had a great coaching career. You look at his baseball career in total. He played at Vanderbilt. He was a 26th round pick of the Pirates in the 2005 draft. He's just 38 years old at this point, native of Newport Beach, California. And, you know, he had a fairly long minor league career. He did play 5 years in minor league baseball. He ended up getting to Double A a couple times, but his career ended after 16 games at Double A in 2010, as he was, again, in the Pirates and other systems as well. But Mancelino joining the Orioles now as the new third base coach. He'll be the one given the wave around third base, but that's what most, you know, casual fans know third base coaches for, but they actually do a lot when working with the players. Of course, we saw that with one of the Orioles' previous third base coaches in Bobby Dickerson and how much he worked with the infielders specifically and got those Orioles infielders a lot better defensively. And, you know, we hope it works out for Mancelino. He was an infielder in his time, played some third, played some second, played some first in his baseball career. We hope he can come over and help the Orioles. But, you know, Rigo Beltran, who also was a guy who, you know, a lifelong baseball guy, has pitched in the majors with multiple teams. Beltran was actually in the Orioles AAA team for a season back in 2003. And you know, him being the pitching coach for Mancelino, talking about, you know, how much they developed pitchers in that Cleveland organization, you know, how many young pitchers they've brought up. But really just what kind of guy Tony Mancelino is and the great relationship they built and how much winning that he did. I know winning isn't the top thing in minor league baseball. It's all about development. But Tony Mancelino and his staff, including Rigo Beltran, they were able to do both, which is something that's kind of rare at the major league level. And it does seem like, you know, Rigo Beltran should be next to get one of these major league jobs. B, you know, Mancelino, obviously he's going to get this O's job at third, but the way his career trajectory is going, you know, it may not be long before he gets himself a major league managerial job as well, but love to have him with the Orioles. And of course, we will continue to keep you updated on everything happening with the Orioles this offseason. But, you know, just looking around Major League Baseball, there's a lot going on as well, as we talked about at the top with some moves being made earlier this week. And, you know, if you want more of that talk, not just the Orioles, but you want a podcast that kind of dives into the entire league and gets you the hot stove news all offseason, and, you know, maybe you're just looking for a guy who knows a lot about baseball, you can join a walking baseball encyclopedia. That's Paul Francis Sullivan, but please call him Sully. And that's every day over on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past. Featuring exciting guest interviews, routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts, and insightful analysis of the day's biggest stories, Locked On MLB is the single best source for daily baseball talk. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. You listen to this one, you listen to Locked On MLB, and you'll be ready to go with your baseball news every day. So make sure to check Locked On MLB out wherever you get this podcast. And if you're liking this podcast as well here on Locked On Orioles, make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Give us a rating and a review if you can. That really helps out the podcast. But we will be back with you on Friday to finish out the week. And unless there's some big breaking Orioles news, we're going to finish off our countdown on Friday of the top 10 Orioles transactions of the last decade. Number one on the list coming up on Friday, a trade the O's made pretty early in the decade that snagged them a player who helped them for years and years to come. So that's coming up on Friday. But until then, this has been the Locked On Orioles Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.